So how do we evaluate the worst case scenario? Well, what you do is you look at the trailing 12 months income and expenses, and you estimate what your debt service is going to be. How much is your mortgage going to be for the year? And the way to do that is you assume a 75% loan to value. In other words, if you are, let's say you're paying $100,000 as an example, you assume a $75,000 loan. Then you can, if you've got a financial calculator, you can use that. But we like to just use bankrate.com and get a quick mortgage estimate on what the payment's going to be. Here's an example of Bankrate's homepage to calculate a payment. And it's got, you know, the loan amount, interest rate, the term, all of those things. And you'll have already called lenders to find out what kind of terms you can expect so that you can properly evaluate a property. So you go to Bankrate and you find out how much the annual debt's going to be, how much your mortgage payments for the year are going to be. And you divide that. Well, actually, what you do is you just subtract it from the NOI, and there has to be some money left over, okay? We're going to talk about the debt service coverage ratio later as to how much should be left over. But that's a simple way just to see if it's going to at least pay the debt, okay? And then you move on to really evaluating the worst case. And what you're going to do is you're going to look at the lowest annual NOI in the last 3 or 4 years. So you're going to have to know what the property's done for the last 3 or 4 years. You're going to have to get those income statements or tax returns or whatever from the seller, and you take whatever the lowest annual amount was. So let's say 2 years ago, the NOI was only $80,000, for example. Instead, the other years it was $100,000. You take that $80,000, and then you determine in that lowest year, would you still cash flow if you factor in your debt? And then what is the debt service coverage ratio, which I'm going to show you in a little bit. But just to give you a general example, the debt service coverage ratio is when you divide the NOI by the debt and you want a number that's over 1. Banks want to see 1.25 to 1.4, but you definitely want to, there's got to be a cushion. There's got to be excess left over, okay? If the number is under 1, then the debt is more than the net operating income. For example, in that example where the NOI is $80,000, if your debt's $90,000, you're going to have a debt service coverage ratio of like 0.85 or something like that. That's not going to work. Obviously, the property can't support the debt. So this is a very simple calculation. And like I say, I recommend you use the worst case, the worst year in the last 3 or 4 years, whatever you have access to as far as information. Sometimes you're not going to get 3 or 4 years. Sometimes you'll maybe only get 2, but you want to use worst case. And that's why this is called the worst case scenario. Now, another thing that's very important is you need to look at economic vacancy, okay? There's a difference between vacancy and economic vacancy. Like a seller may give you a rent roll and the property shows that it's 90% occupied, but very often some of those people aren't paying their rent. It shows on a rent roll it's occupied, but they're not actually paying. And that's what economic vacancy is. You basically, you'll see the gross scheduled rent on the rent roll, but how much are they actually collecting? And you subtract that, and that equals the economic vacancy, and that's what you have to focus on, because that's, you know, how the property's doing. It's not what it says it's doing, it's what it's actually doing, okay? So you gotta be very careful not to miss this, and this is a common new investor mistake, okay? They see this rent roll, and like, holy cow, this is awesome, but they're not collecting it, okay? So you're gonna review the trailing 12 months income and expenses. And on the expense side, you're gonna look for, you know, total operating expenses somewhere between 40 to 60%, but if it's over 50, like I said, you really wanna drill down and see why, and is there an opportunity there? And you know, you wanna look for anomalies as well. And if there are any like high expenses, you want explanations, because they could be hiding something. There could be something there that you need to know about. So, you know, like when you're looking at an expense, this is hard for you to see, but like here's trash removal, and it's typically under $1,000, and here it's double. But you can see here, actually, it's because the month before, it didn't look like it got paid. But see, you have to look at this carefully. Here's another example we've underlined. You know, that's a high expense if you look at it quickly, but then you can see it probably wasn't paid this month, so that's a double month. And then, you know, like water and sewer here is kind of excessive. Maybe there's an opportunity there. But this is what you do, and it's really not complex. You just look and see historically, month by month, what the charges have been, and you look for anomalies. Is there something weird going on? Or overall, are they high? You know, what's the management running? Is the management seem high based on, you know, what management should cost? And, You're going to know about that later. But those are the things you're looking for. Then you're going to look for opportunities to add additional value. Okay? Is there extra land? With extra land, you can do a lot of things. You can put in storage units. You know, they even have these storage units that they can deliver and set up. You really don't have to do anything. They're just kind of like those pods, those temporary storage units. And some of them look pretty nice, and you can rent them out to your units. That's an example. If they're not, you know, visible, if they're like behind a building or something. I've seen that done a lot. You can charge for parking. You can charge for covered parking. People love covered parking, especially here in Florida, or where it's hot or where it's cold and it snows. You can install vending. That can add to your bottom line. Remember, anything that adds to your net operating income can exponentially grow the value of your property. So it's really important to maximize your income any way that you can that makes sense. Laundry can be a good one, a big one. I've even seen the nicer properties offer a valet service to pick up your trash, where every month you just set your trash out on a certain day outside your door, and you have your maintenance men just go by and pick it up and throw it in the trash, and you charge $10 a month for it. And that $10, I'm going to show you later how much that $10 can add up. So it's a big deal. You know, and maybe there are buildings that aren't being fully utilized. I've got a great friend that just bought a 100 unit up in Tampa, and the clubhouse is large enough and underutilized. He's going to turn that into 3 additional units, you know, not have to change the outside, just carve up the inside. Sure, it's going to cost some money, but when he lays that out, the exponential value rise in the property is more than worth it. So, you know, maybe there's a building that's not being fully utilized. Or maybe there's enough land to put more units in. I had an 88-unit property in Punta Gorda, Florida, that had 5 additional acres that were zoned for multiple other units. It was an incredible opportunity. So you're always looking for ways to add value. So there's an example. You could rent garages, or you could have these installed along the back of the property. And, you know, you run the numbers, and very often that increase in rent can really make a big difference to the value of the property, and it makes sense. You know, look for underutilized areas like this that you know could be an opportunity to increase income in some fashion.